The National Party is calling for the renaming of products like almond milk and vegetarian meat. The New South Wales Agriculture Minister has joined his federal colleagues in insisting that only milk and meat from animals should be able to use the labels, saying their application to other products is disadvantaging traditional farmers and making international trade more difficult. Isabel Rowe has our report.
She decided to make a small change to her morning routine by adding the dairy-free goodness of Silk Almond to her breakfast smoothie.
For those who aren't able or don't want to drink cow's milk, there are plenty of other options. Almond, soy, macadamia and coconut milks are increasingly popular in supermarkets and cafes. But despite the name, the plant alternatives don't fit Australia's dietary guidelines for milk.
There are rules that say milk is, and that includes dairy in that definition. So technically, almond milk is not a milk.
Dr. Emma Beckett is a food and nutrition scientist from the University of Newcastle. She backs growing calls for some changes around the way plant-based food is labelled. This push is being driven by meat and dairy industries as well as politicians, including the New South Wales Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall, who says he'll take the issue to a Food Standards Regulation Forum next month.
We see a growing number of products entering the Australian market that are labelling themselves as meat or milk products when they're actually not.
In some European countries, plant-based products aren't allowed to be called milk. Emma Beckett says often companies change just one letter in their product names.
Using milk with a Y is quite common in Europe, so milk instead of milk. So written, it looks different.
But she doesn't believe Australian consumers are getting confused about what they're putting with their cereal or coffee. Meat alternatives, however, can be unclear.
Some of the new meat alternatives are quite confusing in their labels. They say sausage roll, but then the brand name makes it clear that it's vegetarian rather than the product label making it clear that it's vegetarian.
Dairy farmer groups back the New South Wales Agriculture Minister's move, arguing their brand is diminished by plant-based products taking on similar packaging to cow's milk. Advertising expert Jane Caro says when Australians had to stop using the term champagne to describe sparkling wine made here, consumer habits didn't change. But she says if plant-based milk and meat products are forced to change, it could be a harder sell.
There isn't a colloquialism for it. Do you know what I mean? There isn't a champers or a bubbly or that kind of thing which can fill the gap. And unfortunately, almond extract, almond juice, almond fluid doesn't exactly sound tasty. So they may have a tougher time.
So you could actually put people off by the name that you call it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The only reason that people want to get all territorial about certain names is because they know that particular name actually is attractive. People have a very evocative, warm association with the idea of milk. Fluid, extract, juice, not so much.
That's marketing expert Jane Caro, ending that report from Isabel Rowe.